You there?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So they're going to record it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Huh?
How do you like where you're living and all that?
Hey, no, I want to hear about Brookhaven. I mean, I got to hear the scoop. So we were talking about y'all the other day. Stephen said something about Avery and the clam and the flower tree, and I said, man, I got to call Debbie anyway. So then Robert Cowden had this freebie phone call, and I thought, well, I can get the whole scoop.
Well, let's see. Avery's still in college and loves it.
How's it going?
She's in Sojourners and Colette's, and it's going great. She's doing real well, has a boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and he lives over in Gallman. He doesn't, and he goes to Colin, and seems to be real nice, good Christian boy. I have not, of all things, met the parents, but they've been dating 6 months or so.
No.
They're over. He was over. She's over at his house today. They were over here yesterday. He's very nice, real polite.
What's his name?
Lance Mize, and he's a twin of all things.
Oh no.
And anyway, he's real, you know, just real good to her. So
I'm so excited.
They seem crazy about each other. And let's see, what else?
They met at Colleen?
Yep.
Is she still helping Holly?
No. She found she could not do that, and plus devote all the time she needed to all her other activities she's in.
Yeah.
She's in BSU, and she's in, like I said, Sojourners and Colette, so she just didn't have any more time, so plus doing her studies. So
yeah.
She gave that up. She didn't even start that this year, but Holly is expecting. And,
no!
I don't know how far along. I think she's just found out.
I knew you would have the scoop on everything.
Well, I don't know that much, but I know that.
Is she excited?
Yeah, from what I understand, I have not. This is my students telling me, you know, because they take from her. And,
yeah.
So anyway, you know, she has a nice new studio over there by the health department.
Yeah.
So as far as I know, it's going real well. She went to competition in New Orleans, and that went well, and...
Yeah.
So, anyway, it's...
Well, how's teaching?
Fine. I teach about 137 sixth-grade math students.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So
it's not chapter math?
No, it's the real thing.
Do you like it?
Yeah. You know, I have...
All that paperwork.
Yeah. And I have from full range, achievers all the way down to, you know, students that have to work a little harder, but, it's going real well. The school's about to wrap up here.
And you like it and all that. It's gone well.
And no
big problems.
No, knock on wood.
And you're teaching sixth grade?
Right.
At Lipsy?
Uh-huh.
Have you met Amanda Lynch?
Yeah, I teach her.
How's that going?
She's real. I think it's going okay.
How's she doing?
It's been an adjustment, you know.
I know. I knew it would be a major adjustment.
But I think, you know, she likes it. She's made some real good friends.
Oh,
and,
good.
So, anyway, I think she's content. You know, I'm sure her parents have had their moments of, you know.
Yeah, dealing with everything.
Right.
I just felt like it was going to be the hardest for her.
Yeah, but she seems, because she's made some real close friends. So,
okay.
From what I can tell, she seems real happy.
How's Dole?
Doing well. He's in Greenwood. His brothers had built a house over there, so he's had to go over there and finish wiring it.
Yeah.
So,
how's Leah?
Doing real well. She's playing soccer again and doing gymnastics and playing softball.
Whoa.
So,
she's A-okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Is Brandy getting married?
Yes. May 4th, I believe.
May the 4th?
Uh-huh.
You're kidding.
Uh-uh.
Do you know what time?
I want to say 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. I mean, they are at the church, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming that.
Right.
Who's she marrying?
The boy that's over around Monticello.
What?
He's over around Monticello. He has his parents, or his dad has a logging business over there.
I mean, I have no idea. I didn't even know she was dating anybody.
Yeah, she's been dating him a while. What is that boy's name?
This wasn't the one that was from high school.
No.
I mean, I thought that was over and done with.
Yeah, this is a new one. This is, Oh, good grief.
I mean, are Mike and Vicky happy about it? Or?
I think from what I understand they are. You know, he didn't graduate from college or anything, but I think his parents, and I think they have a very good family business over there from what I understand.
Yeah. How'd they meet?
I don't know all that.
Okay.
Haley probably would, but she's not here.
Okay. Well, because we're still getting the church newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And it had something in there.
About a recipe or something.
Yeah. I mean, that was the first we knew of anything, and I just put it together that she must be getting married.
And I can't think of his name. If I heard it, it would ring a bell, I'm sure.
And he's over from Monticello area?
Yeah. And somebody told me, well, I thought Vicki, I don't know if this is still true, but back when they were first engaged, she said something about they were going to live in Brookhaven. But now I don't know if that's still, you know, how plans change.
Well, I thought Brandy was in Jackson.
She is, but I'd understood she might come back here and see about, but that was when they were first engaged, you know.
How long have they been engaged?
Oh, I want to say December or something like that.
Okay, and you think the wedding's May the 4th?
Uh-huh, that's what I believe. Is that a Saturday?
Yeah, that's a Saturday.
I think so.
Okay. I mean, we would love to be there, you know?
Yeah.
But we'll just have to wait and see. Well, and Dr. Frank died. We saw that.
Yes, that was.
How's Miss Louise doing?
Seems to be doing, you know, fine.
Yeah.
The times I've seen and talked to her, she seems to be okay.
How's the church in general?
It seems to be, you know, everyone seems to be crazy about the new preacher. And,
oh, really?
Yeah, I think, you know, I haven't heard anything, you know.
Yeah.
But it seems to be going about the same. There's, you know, been a few new members. And
the Lynches are doing pretty well as far as you can tell.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, they bought the Hobbs.
Oh, yeah.
And he has an office over in a building.
Yeah, with Mark.
Right.
Downtown.
Yeah.
You know, Helen and I have been friends since we were little.
Okay,
did you know that?
Uh-uh, I don't. Well, maybe you told me that.
Yeah, and see, Mary Elizabeth and Mary Gwen
are
real good friends.
Hmm.
They've been friends for a long time. Because, see, they both homeschool. And when
right.
Johnny would come to Brookhaven to work, he'd bring Mary Gwen with him, and she'd stay at our house.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. I mean, I just couldn't believe, you know. I mean, Helen goes, you'll never believe this. We're moving to Brookhaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you'll never believe this. And, you know, they moved the same time we did. We couldn't believe it.
Mm.
So, anyway, I just wondered how they were doing, because I knew that would be a big adjustment, you know, for all of them.
Right.
But are they pretty active?
Seem to be, you know.
Yeah. As you can tell?
Yeah.
What about all the old crew, like Molly, Prophet?
Seems to really like Sanford.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, when we left, I mean, she was kind of going through a wild time.
Well, you know, don't hear that much. Irie said she was home for spring holidays and came to school to see them this past week.
Yeah.
And she's in some kind of a musical group that tours a good bit or something, a Christian-type thing, and
yeah.
said she probably won't be home much this summer.
Oh, really?
And
but she likes it?
Yeah, and the way Irie talks, she likes school, and Megan, of course, still likes MC, and, of course, we're almost here at an anniversary of the Doty's.
Oh, that's right.
And,
I hadn't thought about that. What about Emily?
Don't hear anything about her anymore.
You're kidding.
See, you know, once the kids have all kind of separated, and Irie...
Then they go their way.
Right. She and Irie weren't real close.
No.
You know, so...
Mm-mm. I just didn't know with this much time if they'd been back home and, you know, all
some
that.
Some come and go, but Irie just still hears from the one she was real close to in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
What about Courtney Acott?
Getting married August.
She's getting married?
Yeah.
In August?
Uh-huh.
Who's she marrying?
Well, some boy from over at Sanford. I don't know his name.
Okay. Are they all excited about that?
Yeah, from what I understand. And they're hoping to have their new house finished, to have the reception there.
Oh, really?
And,
Do you think they'll do it?
Yeah, they hopefully they'll
I bet they would for that. They'd give them a deadline.
Right.
Do you know when in August?
No,
okay.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I
can't believe Holly is expecting. Hey, anybody else?
Not that I know of, but see, that group and those kids,
those
that are younger, you know, like...
I know.
All those, I don't know, like the kids and the, you know, those people.
Yeah.
They could have twins or triplets. And
you
I wouldn't
know. How's Chris?
She, from what I understand, they went to Disney World, according to Neil, the week before I think the week of spring break, which is what, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Had a good time.
Yeah.
And so she must be feeling well. I think catering a lot and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Hadn't really spoken to her that much.
Yeah.
Let's see, who else?
Barbara and Glenn have moved back.
I guess, but I never see them. Occasionally at church from a distance.
Really?
I haven't talked to them.
Yeah. What have you got planned for this summer?
Just do some things around here and may go, you know, may try to take a little trip. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Made big plans or anything?
Well, tell me about y'all. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's getting a lot better.
Yeah.
At first, it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was. It was just really hard. And, you know, we just missed everything and everybody. It was just, you know, we were just too settled and comfortable where we were. That was a lot of it.
Right.
And then this big old house. I mean, it's just, at first, it's funny now because, you know, we've made it through it. But right at first, we just really were kind of overwhelmed. I mean, we thought, what have we done? You know that movie, The Money Pit?
Right.
Yeah, that's, you know, just one thing after another. But we knew we had a lot of work to do on it.
Mm-hmm.
We just didn't quite realize
how much.
And even what we realized, we just didn't, you know, you don't stop and think about really living through it.
Right.
You know, really what it takes to do it. But the worst of it's all done, and everything that we've done has just turned out great, you know,
good.
Better than I thought it would. And
good.
So now it's just kind of a little fun stuff left to do. And it's, you know, it's not bad. It's fun. And we joined the church here just a few weeks ago.
Hmm.
Not about a month ago, I guess. That took a long time, you know, to decide,
mm-hmm.
and really, it's a little bitty, tiny church.
Hmm.
Little bitty. As a matter of fact, they were going to have a Christmas program,
mm-hmm.
and there was a little children's party, you know, kind of like a Christmas, you know, musical.
Right.
You know, like children's choir kind of thing, but it was the whole church. I mean, it wasn't just children, and there was a children's part in it. And they asked us if we were going to be here for it, because if we were, they'd have the children's part, but if we weren't, they weren't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And in other words, I mean, it's like we doubled the church.
Mm-hmm.
And our children are, you know, half the children.
My goodness.
But really, just since we've been here, it's really picked up a lot. It's gotten a lot better even since then. There have been more new people coming in, and it's a growing area. A lot of people coming from out of New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and Blydale, and the coast, you know, places like that are getting just a bit too much.
Right.
And they're moving up here because it's not a bad drive anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And
Steve liked his job. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. He couldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he did it for as long as he did. And that's going real good. We got a dog.
Do you?
Got a puppy.
Oh.
A little rat terrier,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It was real sweet how it happened. Back in, you know, that was one of the big promises to the children.
Right.
You know, when we moved, you know, we'd get a puppy. Back in October, Mary Elizabeth looked out the window and she saw this sweet little dog out in the street, and you could tell it was lost.
Mm.
You know, she was wandering back and forth and
mm-hmm.
out in the street, and so Mary Elizabeth went out and got her, and we could tell she was a little mama dog,
mm-hmm.
and we could tell she was lost. She wasn't a stray or anything because she was so well taken care of, and
right.
we could tell she was a full-blooded dog, you know, that kind of stuff. And so we thought, well, she's lost, you know, somebody will claim her. And so we stayed outside, you know, thinking somebody would drive by calling the dog or, you know, anything,
mm-hmm.
and nothing. So we kept her, and we looked in the paper, and there wasn't anything in the paper, and we asked all the neighbors, and nobody knew anything. And so finally we went around to all the vets, and they didn't know anything. And so
mm-hmm.
we about decided, you know, well, whatever happened, they're not going to claim her. And we had just decided, you know, well, this will be our dog, and we'll keep her. And she was such a good dog. Unbelievable. I mean, so obedient,
mm-hmm.
you know, very well-mannered and all that. And the next morning at like 7 o'clock, our neighbors called, and they said, you're not going to believe it, but we found the owners.
Hmm.
And they were from a town about 30 miles from here.
My goodness.
And they had been here visiting, and the dog had gotten out.
Oh.
And they had the dog with them, and she'd gotten out and gotten lost. And that afternoon, there was a reward in the paper for her.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cried and cried and cried, and the kids were all upset. I mean, we'd had her almost a week.
Mm-hmm.
And they were so upset, but, you know, we had to give her back. And they offered us the reward, and, you know, no, we don't want the reward. You know, we know we just need to give her back. And so anyway, so they came back after just a little while, and they said that she's a full-blooded rat terrier, and that they breed her,
mm-hmm.
you know, to sell the puppies. And the next time she had puppies, would we like to have pick of the litter? And we just couldn't believe it. We said, man, yeah, we'd love to. And so she had puppies a week before Christmas.
Wow, how special.
And so that's what the children got for Christmas, was a puppy. And they got to pick out the one they wanted. And she's just been great. I mean, she's real tiny, real sweet,
mm-hmm.
real tiny. And so that's, you know, so that's helped a lot. That's
yeah.
helped the children a whole lot because yeah, they had a hard time,
mm-hmm.
you know, just meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've met a lot of people, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
meeting them and, you know, people have been nice and all that, but then really having a friend.
Right.
You know, that, you remember, I
mm-hmm.
mean, when y'all moved to Brookhaven.
Oh, yeah.
With Avery, when, what, Avery was
fourth grade.
Mm-hmm. That's just hard, mm-hmm. right at first, especially. And, but that's getting better, too. They're doing real good.
Are they in activities, dancing or anything?
Oh, yeah, they're taking, they're in a classical ballet class,
mm-hmm.
and they're both in the same class. And their teacher, it's been wonderful. It's so different from Holly because, it is nothing but classical ballet. That's all they take. And their teacher, I mean, everything you would think of a ballerina, that's what she is. And her name is Tina, and they call her Tina Ballerina.
Oh.
And she is one of the principal dancers with the New Orleans Ballet Company.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like hair in the bun and, you know, real ballet
mm-hmm.
clothes and all of that all the time. And so that's been great, you know, because they love that. And they've learned a lot and really enjoyed that. It's been a good class and everything. And then we have found the best music teacher. And it's really a husband and a wife, both of them,
mm-hmm.
and they teach all different instruments, all different kinds, and so the girls go at the same time, and Mary Elizabeth's taking piano, and Miriam's taking violin,
hmm.
and they teach both, and that's great because they can go at the same time,
mm-hmm.
and they can play together, you know, the
mm-hmm.
piano and the violin, and they're going to play in church in a few weeks.
Nice.
Yeah, and they've done real good. So they've enjoyed that, and Stephen just finished playing soccer, and his team was undefeated.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, he gets into the soccer, and now he started playing t-ball.
Get the dog chasing the cow. Okay, go ahead, sorry.
Y'all have cows.
Yes, we
no.
had a baby a week ago.
Uh-oh.
Yes, that was real special. So.
Wow. Were y'all there for it?
Yeah, but we did. She went up in the woods, and of course, you know, then she had it, and we saw it back there. And
everything went okay, though.
Yeah.
Wow, how many cows do y'all have?
Oh, about five. You know, it's no big, but hey, we got a horse and cows and chickens.
Are you serious?
Two dogs and a cat and a. You know, I
love
mean,
it. Does Leah just eat it up?
Yeah, she loves it.
I can imagine.
And Dawn's been hatching eggs, so that's been a hatching baby. So that's been a real neat experience, you know. So she's gotten to watch, you know, the hatching
that
all the way
so
to putting
neat.
Them out. So, oh, yeah, it's just green acres out here.
I love it. Oh, so you like your house?
Yes, still.
Is everything going well
mm-hmm.
with the house? I mean, everything, nothing, you know, it didn't start falling apart after you moved in and all that?
Anyway, no, it was, you know, it worked out real well, and we were real pleased, and Doyle, of course, loves it because he has all his little animals. And
isn't that great?
And, of course.
And business is going good for him.
Yeah.
He's been real busy?
Yeah, my nephew moved here. You know, he went to electrical school, so he moved here, December, so which has helped Doyle a lot because he knows. So Doyle now has a couple of men that really know.
Oh, really?
What's going on? So
he's not living with y'all, is he?
Oh, no. He's married and got two children and one expecting another. But he wanted to raise his boys in a smaller city. They lived in Baton Rouge, and he didn't. His grandparents live here, and he grew up. He would come here a lot to visit grandparents. So he's always wanted to move back here and raise his children in the country, you know, out where a lot of his relatives live. So they moved out there and seemed to be real content.
Is he going into business with Dole?
No, he just works for Dole.
But he is working he's not doing anything else.
No.
He's just working for Dole.
Yeah.
But, Dole keep the business, but he's working for him.
Right. And Dole still, of course, works, but it's helped Dole freeze him up some. He can send him on some of the bigger jobs, and then Dole can also.
And trust him.
Right.
Has Dole finished on the Acox house?
No. See, that's...
There's still a lot to do?
Right. Well, it's just been a long process, I think.
Unbelievable.
With the architect, you know, come in and change things and raise it down.
Unbelievable. Well, what else?
Let's see. What about your parents? Are they coming much?
Well, they don't come as much. We don't see, you know, we used to see them every week, and we don't see them as often. But then when we do see them, it's for a longer time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mama would run down to our house just for like a half a day or something.
Right.
But now she'll come and she'll spend the night and stay a couple of days. And, you know, so really it all comes out to be about the same.
Right.
And in some ways this has kind of been, you know, in some ways it's harder because I like being able just to, you know, zip up there real quick. And But in some ways it's better because it's kind of, I don't know, the visits are more special.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but the children miss them.
Yeah.
And I think they might come down here for Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to go up there the next weekend. You know, so we'll see them more. And when the weather's better, too. But for a long time, we just stayed here and worked on this house. But
homeschooling still going?
Yeah, it's going good. It really is. In a sense, that's been a lifesaver.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Stephen's homeschooling.
Right.
Yeah, he's doing real good.
Yeah.
He really is. I can't think of anything else. Steve's doing real good. I mean, Mark's going great. And
do you ever come here? Do you ever come to Brookhaven?
Well,
do you ever come see Lauren? Do you ever come see Lauren?
Do you know... We had planned to see each other over the over spring break. They were coming down to the coast, which is just about 45 minutes from here, to Gulfport. And we got sick. Miriam and I got sick right before they were supposed to come, so we didn't get to see them. And you know, I'm trying to think how long it's been. I can't believe it's been so long. I thought we'd be back more.
Right.
But we spent New Year's Eve with them. That's kind of been a tradition, you know, that we get together for New Year's Eve. And so we did. We came and spent New Year's Eve, and the Lynches had just moved.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Lynches and then Lauren, you know, and all her family and us got together for New Year's Eve, and that's, we all went over there, but we drove. I mean, we went to Lauren's house, and we stayed there, and we got in the car and left and came home. You know, I couldn't believe we didn't even go anywhere else or anything.
Y'all didn't spend the night or anything?
No. And we should have. That was that was pretty stupid. We'll know next time to stay. But the kids, you know, because see, all those children are good friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with Mary Elizabeth. And see, Miriam and Amanda are good friends too. And the Lynches had just moved. So that was good, you know, to see them. You know, Helen and Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny's brother is married to Mark's sister.
Huh.
Did you know that?
Okay, Johnny's sister?
Johnny's brother.
Is married to Mark's sister?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So, see, they're not kin to each other, but they have the same cousin.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, Lindy's cousin is the same as Amanda's cousin.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So, but Mary Gwen and Lindy are the same age, but they'd never met.
Hmm.
Or they didn't remember each other, I don't think. But anyway, so we hadn't been back since. But we're planning to. I mean, we've got to come soon. Children just want to come visit.
Right.
And, you know, they just want to come and go back to church and,
mm-hmm.
you know, something like that. But, you know, maybe Brandy's wedding. That might work.
Right.
I mean, it'll be here before you know it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and y'all need to get in the car and come see us.
I know. We just hardly get anywhere.
I know. And the thing is, on one hand, you think, well, it's just 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, that's close enough. We ought to be able to do that. But then... it's the same with us. Then we don't get back to Brookhaven. So
if just everybody gets involved. And my mother's been sick. We've just gotten her out of the hospital. And she's had diverticulitis.
Oh, I know what that
colon,
is. Yeah.
And we're still having trouble with it. So she had to go, her and dad are at my sister's to stay until mother gets stronger.
Oh, really?
Somebody's got to be with her all the time.
In Baton Rouge?
Yeah.
How's your dad?
My sister's having to wait on him because, you know, he's never done anything for himself, hardly.
Oh, no.
So Mother was in the hospital for over a week, so either I was with her or Beverly just about the whole time, day and night.
Oh, no.
So,
Was she any better yet?
Well, we still have, you know, the stomach, you know, swollen and the pain some and low-grade fever. And then 2 weeks before that, we had both feet operated on.
Mm-mm.
Which has nothing to do with the other, but...
but that still
really,
is a setback.
Right, yeah.
Good grief.
Anyway, so we've had a time with that, and I guess that's been about the...
man, that'll take up any of your time.
So trying to get her straightened out, and...
well, I hope she's better.
And let's see, what else is... anything else I need to tell you about? I'm trying to think in the church. A lot of times... I don't know it.
Well, you know, I don't either, but
I just
always know, you know, things going on. Somehow you just know those things. People are getting along pretty well and all that.
As far as I know, Angie and Lauren are still good friends.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think that's going pretty good. Do you ever see Angie or Joe?
Just at church. From a distance.
I didn't know about school and all that.
Because she's at a different... school.
Y'all don't ever cross paths with
me? Not usually. You know they're changing up the school.
No.
What
are they doing?
There'll be daycare, kindergarten, first and second will be at Mamie Martin. Then third and fourth will be at the elementary.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've done away with that. There will not be Mullins. And then fifth and sixth will be at Lipsy.
Wait a minute, what do you mean there will not be Mullins?
Mullins.
They're just going to close that building?
Well, they're going to have it for, like, fast track, alternative, and, like, GED, I think, type programs.
Well, this sounds good. I mean, is it?
Well,
are you pleased?
Yeah, and then, of course, finally they're getting, and Alexander will be 7th and 8th, and then the high school is going to have 9th through 12th, which to me is always the way, you know, it needs to be together because that's where you're working on all your...
high school,
yeah.
Well, now, how are they going to put third and fourth at the elementary?
I don't know. I guess because they're doing away with daycare, maybe they'll have extra room. The daycare will be at Martin.
I see. Well, that's a lot better.
But they're switching up the principals.
Oh, are they doing it now, or are they
the
doing this?
At the beginning of next year.
Okay.
That's school year.
Well, that's good, though, because all of Mila's friends that are in the third grade will get to stay there
mm-hmm.
next year for fourth grade.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Then they'll go to Lipsy.
And they got a Lipsy for 5th and 6th.
Yep.
And then Alexander for 7th and 8th.
Right.
And then the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to have to add onto the high school?
They're going to have to do something.
Yeah. Okay. And what are they doing about principals?
Mr. Fiverr's going down to to Mamie Martin.
Yeah.
And second, then over at elementary will be Pam Fern, which is where she is now.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'll move... Rita Rich up to Lipsy, and they'll move.
Wow.
Tillman's going to be at Alexander, and high school will be Whittier, Chapman, and Harris.
Wow. Where's Danita Hobbs?
She'll go over to Alexander.
Okay. How's she doing?
I never see her.
You don't see her?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Okay. Well, but that sounds a lot better. I hadn't heard any of that, but that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good. Okay. Well, Steve just came in and flagged me down. We got company. Somebody just came to the door.
Okay.
I heard him come to the door, but I need to run and see what it is, obviously. But anyway, well, man, I'm so glad I called you.
Yes, I am too.
I just needed a good excuse to pick up the phone to make sure you were still alive. But
now, who is going to hear all this conversation now and all these first and last names?
I'm out of that. Apparently, people we've never heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
But they're this is what my brother's doing. I think it's I don't think he's actually the one doing it, but it's some people that are in his department.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing voice recognition for